Mustafa, the chosen one, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Mustafa, the chosen one, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم My dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, we once again welcome you in our program Al-Mustafa, the Chosen One. Inshallah, so within today, topic is very interesting and fascinating. We'll be talking about holy relics, Inshallah Azza wa Jal. We'll also talk about the relics, the barukat of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Al-Mustafa, the Chosen One. So be with us from start till end, Inshallah. An immense amount of knowledge we'll be sharing with you, and there's an opportunity for you to learn. Ask your family members and children to come sit with you and watch this program from start till end, inshallah, with obviously good intentions. My Shaykh Tariqat, Amir of Ahle Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, has given us a beautiful mindset that we should make good intentions, because it is intention which is better than one's action. Believers, actions. Alhamdulillah, we should make good intentions to increase our reward, because the more intentions one makes for a one particular good deed, then he gets reward multiplied. Alhamdulillah. So I make this intention, inshallah, I will present this program for the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. You can make this intention, you will watch from start till end, you'll remember what you learn, you will act upon and pass this knowledge on to others too, inshallah, azza wa jal. So respect the views of Madani Channel, as I earlier said that today we'll be talking about holy relics, tabarrukat, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. And we've got our brother Wasim Abbas Attari, Muballigh of Dawat Islami with us. Let's go towards him. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wasim Abbas, how are you doing?
Alhamdulillah, ala kulli hal, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen, ala kulli hal. Today we'll be talking about holy relics. And in specific, we'll also talk about the holy relics of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, al-Mustafa, the chosen one, alayhi salatu wassalam. But before, I think it would be a great idea to actually talk about its reference from Quran and Ahadith and what is meant by holy relics. I think if we would start from there, and once we established the fact whether we should take barakah and blessing from these holy relics, whether it has been proven from Quran and Hadith or not, and then inshallah we will also share at later stage holy relics of Al-Mustafa, the chosen one, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam.
The holy relics, the sacred relics, they hold a lot of significance, a lot of honor, dignity in Islam. And it is a beautiful concept that has been given to us through the blessed companions, alayhim wa ridwan, through the awliya kiram, rahimahullah, as how did they used to honor and dignify the holy relics. And alhamdulillah, even the proofs for this are also found in the glorious Quran and in a hadith as well. Inshallah, Zawajal, we'll go through them. But first and foremost, let's try to understand what a holy relic is,
Mashallah.
What a tabarruk is. Anything that is associated with the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the blessed companions alayhim wa ridwan, or with the chosen people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, any such thing which has any kind of association with these noble personages would be referred to as a holy relic, and it indeed carries blessings and many sacredness for us in it. And it is important for us to make sure that we dignify it, we honor it, and we don't disrespect it. So in a nutshell, this is what a holy relic is. Anything that has association in whatever way with the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, or awliya ikram rahimahumullah. Now, in the glorious Quran, alhamdulillah, we come to know of many such events where, alhamdulillah, it has been highlighted regarding the importance of holy relics. As in Surah Yusuf, verse number 93, the very famous incident of Sayyidina Yusuf, alayhi salatu wasalam, translation from Qunsul Iman, take this shirt of mine and place it on my father's face, his vision will be restored, and bring your entire household to me. Now, In the tafsir of this verse, the beautiful account of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam is also mentioned. When Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was thrown in the well by his brothers, and they went to Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, his father, and they lied to him that a wolf has eaten Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Then a group of people came and they took Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam out of the well, took him to Egypt, and they sold him in the market over there. Then eventually Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam became a king over there. And when the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam came to Egypt, that's when they saw the honor of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, and that's when they disclosed it to Sidra Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam that your father, Sidra Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, his eyesight has gone very weak due to excessive crying out of the grief of your separation. And Sidra Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam gave them his shirt, the qamis, that's also mentioned in this verse over here. And Sidra Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam said that, take this to my father, place it on his face, and his eyesight will be restored. Now, in Tafasir, it is stated that one of the brothers, and the most authentic opinion is that it was Yehuda, who took that shirt of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam and came running back to Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, because he said that I'm the one who gave the shirt of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam that was covered with the blood of the wolf before, when we lied to our father. Now I'm the one who's going to take this glad tiding back to him. So he ran
240 miles.
40 miles, indeed. He ran all the way to Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam with the shirt of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. And the shirt was placed upon the best face of Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, and his eyesight was restored. And it was the blessings of the shirt of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam that his eyesight was restored. Now, again, Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam is also a prophet. Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam is also a prophet. Now, a prophet gained blessings from something that had association, that was associated with another prophet, although he was his son. But the shirt of a prophet benefited the another prophet over here. So he gained blessings from the shirt of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, and this account is mentioned in Surah Yusuf in verse number 93, and there's more detail to it. But from this, we can also establish the proof that alhamdulillah, all those things that are associated with the pious people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they hold sacredness, they hold blessings for us, and we do benefit from it. The way Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam is being benefited here, similarly, a sinful people also can benefit from those things which are associated with the pious people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
MashaAllah. May I respect you, Yusuf Qadri Shem? What a beautiful account of Sayyidina Yusuf ala nabiyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, and how beautifully Muballigh al-Dawat al-Islami has mentioned. And we understand that, subhanAllah, the tabarrukah, the importance and significance which is mentioned in the Holy Quran, and a Nabi's shirt is benefiting another Nabi, subhanAllah. And this is why it happened. I think this is for us to understand. So this is the proof from the Quran that alhamdulillah, even in this day and age, the awliya Allah, those they are the friends of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, anything which is connected, associated with them, and or any of the holy relics which we find in these days and age, which belong to the Sahaba Ikram alayhi ridwan, or Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, it said, alhamdulillah, we can get blessings from them as proven from the Quran, as mentioned in Surah Yusuf. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, a famous commentator, Sheikh Abdul Haq Muhaddis Dahili rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, states, once upon a time there was a severe drought, despite abundant prayers by people, it did not rain. Sayyidina Nizamuddin Awliya rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi held a string of his blessed mother's shawl in his hand and said, "Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, this string is from the shawl of a woman who has never been looked at by any non-mahram man. My Lord Azza wa Jal, for its sake, shower rains of mercy upon us." Even before the prayer finished, clouds of mercy covered the sky and it began to rain heavily. Allahu Akbar. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, this was the practice of our pious predecessors. Even they knew there is a way to gain blessing from the string, Allahu Akbar, a thread of the shawl of that believing woman who was not seen by any non-mahram man. Allahu Akbar. So dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, if that is the case, then alhamdulillah, even this day and age today, we can also gain barakah and blessing. But it all depends upon the yaqeen and belief of a person. And the more belief and yaqeen one possesses, inshaAllah, he can gain the blessings and barakah. Usama Basbhai, if we take this discussion further, what would you like to add?
There's another beautiful account in the glorious Quran regarding the holy relics, where we come to know the importance of the sacredness of these blessed relics, which is in the shape of Maqami Ibrahim, where we all know that alhamdulillah Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam stood upon a stone and built the Kaaba, and whichever section of that stone came under the blessed feet of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, it became as soft as clay, and such that the blessed feet of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam would become firm in it. And as soon as Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam would lift his feet, that part of the stone would become solid again, preserve the footprints of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. This was one of the mu'jiza, one of the miracles of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it compulsory for every Muslim in this world to respect Maqam Ibrahim and to acquire closeness to it and to offer salah close to it. Sure. Now, if again you think about it, Maqam Ibrahim, the stone that is associated with the blessed feet of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam over here. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the 125th verse of Surah Al-Baqarah, وَاتَّخِذُوا مِن مَقَامِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ مُصَلَّى, meaning that and make Maqam Ibrahim a station for salah, to offer salah. And Mufti Ahmad Yaqa Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala stated over here that Maqam Ibrahim is the stone upon which Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam stood and constructed the blessed Kaaba. And through the blessings of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, this stone became amongst Sha'airullah, amongst the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and its respect became compulsory. It became obligatory, such that to stand and offer nafil of tawaf before it is sunnah. Furthermore, he says that when the footsteps of the pious predecessors became a sign from the signs of Allah Almighty, like Safa Marwa and Maqam Ibrahim, and became worthy of respect, then the shrines of the prophets alayhim salam and pious predecessors rahimahumullah, in which they are resting for a long period of time, surely they are also a sign from the signs of Allah Almighty, and respecting them is also compulsory upon Muslims. Now again, what Mufti Ahmad Yaqa Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala is highlighting over here, that this stone became amongst the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala due to the blessings of closeness of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. In fact, the closeness of his blessed feet, that he alayhi salatu wasalam stood on this stone, blessed this stone by standing on it. And this stone became Maqam Ibrahim, a sacred stone for the Muslim Ummah until the Day of Judgment, just by the virtue of the closeness of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Now, if it wasn't for Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, that sacredness wouldn't have been there. The stone also existed before Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam stood on it to construct the Kaaba, but that sacredness wasn't there. It had not been revealed upon people that this is the sacredness of the stone. But since Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam stood on it, and that stone was blessed by kissing the blessed feet of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, that stone became such sacred that it became compulsory for us to respect it, to honor it, and to offer salah by it. So all this sacredness was due to the closeness and association that this stone had with the blessed feet of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Wazir Basbhai, here the point you made, I would like to just add here, that Sayyidina Ibrahim ala nabiyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, when his blessed feet were kissed by a stone, it gets sacredness, right? It becomes tabarruk, holy relic in other words. And even Allah tabarak wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, وَاتَّخِذُوا مِن مَقَامِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ مُصَلَّى, and make Maqam Ibrahim, place of standing of Ibrahim, a station for salah. So the point that I would like to just make, that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala made it one of his signs. And there is also one Hajr Aswad, right, which is also placed there. And Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala said that I'm not kissing you for any other reason but Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam kissed you. This is why I am kissing you. Now, these are also stones, right? They are inside Haram. Whereas before Islam, there were 360 statues made up of the stones, right? They were there. But Allahu Akbar, after Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam conquered Makkah, they were removed from Haram. But these two blessed stones, because they've got connection, because they've got link, because they've got nisbat with these blessed personalities, Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah, and dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, they're still there. And mu'mineen, they go there. And even today, when you go and you kiss Hajri Aswad, it is mentioned in the hadith that this Hajri Aswad will do intercession on the Day of Judgment. Right?
Subhanallah,
the blessings of Naqam Ibrahim. At the same time, Safa and Marwa, these are the places. They are also in terms of holy relics. Why?
Indeed.
Because, subhanallah, they have got connection with the heels of Sayyidina Ismail, ala Nabiyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, especially the Zamzam. And Safa and Marwa, where Sayyidina Hajira, radiallahu ta'ala, and she ran back and forth, back and forth. That's why we remember them.
Indeed.
So these places which have been preserved and some sort of remembrance Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has kept there for us to understand. They all are telling us today even that alhamdulillah they've got blessings in them, but it is all what depends upon the knowledge and then your yaqeen and aqeedah. What would you say about the zamzam, right? Subhanallah, as it is said, it has got cure. But again, I think if you would like to comment on this.
Subhanallah, again, zamzam we know is the most sacred water. And what is the reason for its sacredness?
Subhanallah.
It emerged through the heels of Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. Again, through the heels of a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the water that emerges by the virtue of the heels of a prophet, that becomes the most superior water in the world.
And it has got a cure.
It has got cure. And it is for whatever reason it is drunk for. So imagine if that is the blessings of sacredness of the feet of a prophet, then imagine that a stone getting sacredness by the blessings of touching the feet of Ibrahim alayhi salam, or water by the virtue of touching the feet of Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, then imagine the sacredness of the companions of Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is the master of all the prophets, is leader of all the prophets, he's the last and final prophet, he is the most superior prophet. Then imagine those who would have an association with the best of the prophets, with the leaders of the prophets, what would be the state of their sacredness?
Allah.
A stone gets sacred by the virtue of kissing the feet of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. What about those companions who spend their days and nights in the company of the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam? What about Ummahatul Mu'mineen radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, the blessed wives of the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, the Ahlul Bayt? How can we even imagine the sacredness Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed them, and then those belongings which are associated to them, how great they would be. So alhamdulillah, all these proofs, we can come across them from the sacred verses of the Holy Quran, where we come to understand the importance of the holy relics and how important it is for us and how blessed they are for us. And it is indeed a karam, a fadl, a mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He's blessed us with these holy relics even in this day and age.
We'll talk further on this topic. Dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, let's include one segment in our program, and that is a chosen sunnah. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم
يا مصطفى the chosen one صلى الله عليه وسلم يا مصطفى the chosen
respecting viewers of Madani Channel, today the sunnah we've chosen for you, that is regarding sunnah of applying fragrance. Sayyidina Anas bin Malik رضي الله تعالى عنه said, the noblest Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam had a special kind of fragrance which he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam used to apply. Now, having known the fact that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam used to have a special kind of fragrance, so we should also try the best kind of a fragrance, whatever is there, whatever is a special one, we can choose and follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. No doubt, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam's blessed appearance, his blessed body itself was full of fragrance. Subhanallah, even the blessed perspiration of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was one of the best fragrances of the world, but he applied fragrance so that we can follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. I hope today we learned inshallah azawajal, we try to act upon this beautiful sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Respectively, this today we are talking about holy relics. We're talking about tabarrukat, we're talking about something which is associated, linked, has got a connection with Aliya Allah, with Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, the Sahaba al-Kiram, or with any noble personalities, alhamdulillah, it contains blessings, it contains barakah, and we can, alhamdulillah, get benefit and give barakah and blessings. Wasim Abbas, if we take this discussion further, what would you like to add?
There are many events of companions alayhi muridwan as well, where we come to know that how they had reverence for the sacred relics and those things that were associated with the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. And it's not a concept of today's day and age. This is something that has been coming from the blessed companions, Aliya Maribhan to Aliya Karam, rahimahumullah, all the way to us. There's a beautiful hadith in Ibn Majah Sharif where Sayyidatuna Umme Jundub radiallahu ta'ala anha, she narrates that I saw the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam that he performed arami on the day of Qurbani and the day of sacrifice. And after he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam finished from performing Rami, on his way back, there was a woman from the tribe of Khath'am, and she had a child in her lap. And she came to the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and humbly said, that Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there's only one child left in my household. And he also is under evil effects, like magic and this and that, because of which he doesn't talk. He doesn't speak.
Okay.
Now, upon this, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked for a bit of water. He said, bring some water. And the blessed Sahaba alayhi wa sallam, they presented that water to the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Now, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he washed both his hands with that water and he rinsed his blessed mouth with it and took the water out from his blessed mouth. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the woman that, make this child drink this water and also sprinkle this water on him and seek cure for him from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, Sayyidatuna Ummu Jundub radiallahu ta'ala anha, she says that when I met that woman, I said to her that, give me a little bit of this water as well, because of course she also knew that this water has been touched by the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. So she also held that water very sacred. So she asked her that, give me a bit of this water as well. She said that this water is for the cure of my son. I cannot give it. So she radiallahu ta'ala anha says that the next year, when I met the woman again, I asked her that, how's your child? And she said that my child is very healthy, intelligent, and he has become very wise. So the year before, she was worried that her child wasn't even able to talk, wasn't even able to speak. But after the water with which the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam washed his blessed hands, he rinsed his blessed mouth and put that water back into it, when her child drank that water and that water was sprinkled over her son, the son not only became healthy but also became intelligent and wise. And again, this is the proof that we get from these kinds of events that Sahaba Kram alayhim ridwan, Sahabiyat radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they also had this firm belief that we need to hold these things sacred to us. This is something that will benefit us in this world and in the hereafter. That's why that woman came to the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and he alayhi salatu wasalam gave her the water that touched the blessed body of beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam.
This is the one narration you mentioned, but subhanallah, the books of ahadith they mention subhanallah the way sahaba ikram they would love rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam, and even they wanted the leftover water of ablution of rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam, and if rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam would clip the blessed nails, they wanted them, that if they can get those nails and they would preserve them for barakah and blessing. Dear respected viewers, the rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam at the time of hajjatul wida, the blessed hairs were removed, the head was shaved. At that moment, subhanallah, the blessed hairs of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah, they were distributed amongst sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, and they would take it. They had this love for Rasulullah sallallahu
alayhi wa sallam. And this very practice of the companions alayhim ridwan is something that differentiated between them and the hypocrites.
Allah.
This was the difference between them and the non-believers, between them and the hypocrites. And they taught a lesson to the coming generations that if you want to become a complete believer, this is the test that you need to succeed in.
And this is the way to love Rasulullah
sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Indeed, anything that is associated to the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hold it dear to you. Hold it sacred to you. And Sahaba Karam alayhim ridwan showed us. And the narration of ablution water that you were mentioning, Sahaba Karam alayhim ridwan, they would rush
Allah
forward to gain that water, and they wouldn't let that water fall to the ground.
Allah.
If you think about it, there was no commandment revealed to do this.
They had not read in any book or so, any commandment.
Indeed,
this.
They would try their best not to let the droplets of the wudu water to fall onto the ground. They would rush forward to get it. Sayyidina Urwa bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala, he came as an ambassador from the Quraysh to hold talks with the Muslims at that time. And at that time, he had not embraced Islam. When he saw this practice of the Sahaba, he went back to them, to Kufar, from whom he had come, and he told them that you can't overcome them. I've seen such a group of the devotees of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
He first mentioned that I have been to the courts of many kings before.
Indeed, I've not seen any king being respected the way Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is respected by his companions. So again, we need to understand that this was the distinguishing factor between the hypocrites and the loyal devotees of the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Those companions were those fortunate individuals who were blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be the companions of the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And in today's day and age, we have to show our reverence towards those sacred relics that are associated to the pious people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or somehow we come to know that it has an association with the blessed companions or tabi'in, taba tabi'in, or the awliya karam rahimahumullah, or even Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is again a test of our iman and our reverence towards the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam.
Respect views of Qadri Shaykh, in the same aspect, we are talking about Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and sahaba ikram. Not only during their lifetime, sahaba ikram, they expressed their love, they showed reverence in the court of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Even at the time of departing from this mortal world, Sayyidina Amir al-Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala, and a famous companion of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he had the blessed shirt and some pieces from the blessed
nails
of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. When his time of death came, he made a will that I want to be shrouded in this shirt, and that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which was granted by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and these nails, right, they may be on my eyes and my mouth, subhanallah. And he made sure that this will should be acted upon, and subhanallah, and that was acted upon. This was the aqidah of sahaba ikram, that this shirt of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, if it becomes my shroud, then I won't be punished. If these blessed nails, the best part of the body of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, upon my eyes and my mouth, how can a fire even come closer to me, or I can have any sort of punishment? Dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, no doubt sahaba ikram, alim ridwan, all of them, they had been granted the Subhanallah, you can say the promise of salvation, right? They, but yet they were practicing this. This is why, because today in this day and age, for us, so that we can understand the importance of these relics, we can understand the blessings and barakas of Subhanallah, the tabarrukat. So this was for us to learn. For them, Alhamdulillah, there was a salvation, no doubt at all. Now it's the time to include one segment in our program, and inshallah, we'll come back to this topic. Let's go towards our segment, which is the chosen facts. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Mustafa, the chosen one, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Mustafa, the chosen.
Respected viewers, today the chosen facts we've got for you is the very first, which companion is known as Mu'adhdhine Rasul? Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala an is known as Mu'adhdhine Rasul. And which companion is known as Asadullah, the line of Allah? Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem is known as Asadullah. And the third chosen fact, what we've got for you is, which companion is known as Saifullah, the sword of Allah? Sayyidina Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala an is known as Saifullah. So these were the three chosen facts regarding these blessed Sahaba ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala shower countless blessings upon their shrines and forgive us for their sake. Musim al-Basbi, today as we were talking about the holy relics and the way Subhanallah Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala and expressed his love for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and especially something which was associated with Aqa Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam. Do we find any other examples in this regard, the way the Sahaba ikram they used to show and express reverence and respect towards the holy relics of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam?
Indeed, there are many, many narrations that we will find in which we come to know the way Sahaba Ikram Alayhi Muridwan loved the beloved Prophet Alayhi Salatu Wasalam. Very famous narration where Sayyidatana Umme Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha, she was that fortunate companion who had some of the blessed hairs of the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alayhi Wasalam, which she had preserved in a small silver box.
Okay.
And what she would do is, when people would get ill, they would gain cure by the blessings of these blessed hair. And how this would happen is that she radiallahu ta'ala anha would soak those blessed hair in water. Ill people, they would come and they would drink that blessed water in which the blessed hair of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be put in.
Allah.
And by the blessings of this, those people would get cured. So this was the belief that Sahaba Ikram alayhi ridwan had, and Umm Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha, she had preserved the blessed hair of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They wouldn't go to any special doctor or, you know, any certain physician. This was their belief. Whenever they would fall ill by the virtue of the blessings of the blessed hair of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they would attain cure. And again, in today's day and age, we know that alhamdulillah, many gatherings we see the blessed hair of the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam that are present over there. So we are very lucky to be in such a gathering where the blessed hair of the beloved Prophet
which has been preserved generations after generations, indeed, and alhamdulillah, they've come to us.
Alhamdulillah, where the blessed hair of the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam are showering his blessings. So we are very lucky in that regard. So we need to appreciate this fact and pay utmost respect when we are present in such a gathering, ensuring that we don't turn our back towards it, ensuring that when we go to behold it, we are in a state of wudu, and we don't disrespect it through our gestures, our saying, or in any way whatsoever. We don't raise our voice in front of it, so on and so forth. These are all those dues that we should abide by when it comes to respecting the holy relics.
Masih Allah's speech is narrated in Muslim Sharif, and we'd like to add this. Hazrat Asma radiallahu ta'ala anha, daughter of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anha, had a blessed jubba of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. She radiallahu ta'ala anha once took out the blessed jubbah and said, see, the point you were mentioning that sometime the shaqali rasul, those they have got and they have preserved the blessed hair of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and especially in the month of Milad, whenever it comes, they come and they show to others. And this is also a practice of subhanallah, sahaba ikram, as it is mentioned that she once took out the blessed jubbah and said, this blessed jubbah belongs to the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam used to wear it. Now we soak it into the water for the patients and attain cure with it, as you mentioned. So the point what you mentioned, I'm just adding it, that the Sahaba ikram, they would take it out and show and tell that this was subhanallah, it belonged to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And if today, in this day and age, even if Ushaqari Rasul, those they have got the blessed hair of Rasulullah, those they are fortunate ones, and if they come and they show that this belonged to Rasulullah, it is also a practice of Sahaba ikram alayhi wa ridwan. There is no harm in it.
And the blessed companions, they felt so honored in showing these holy relics to other people, that this is something that belonged to my master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they used to gain blessings for themselves and also spread those blessings. If you think about this, Sayyidatuna Umm Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha had those blessed hair, and she also used them to spread those blessings across as well. They would feel honored themselves as well as spread his blessings amongst other people as well. In the same way as you mentioned the narration of Sayyidatuna Asma bint Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, where she showed that blessed gown of the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam to others. And there's another beautiful narration again mentioned in Sahih Muslim, that Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that he said that I fed the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam every type of sherbet, beverage, honey, and nabid, which is a sort of a drink, water, milk from this bowl of mine. So he would show that bowl to people and he would say that I have given these drinks to beloved Prophet in this bowl of mine. And in the commentary of this hadith, again Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala, he states that Sayyidina Anas radiallahu anhu, he had a wooden bowl in his hand, and he radiallahu ta'ala showed that bowl to people and said that I fed the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam many types of drinks and milk from this, i.e. this bowl is a very blessed bowl because the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's lips, blessed lips and hands have touched it many times. We learn that the companions alayhi wa ridwan of the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam would keep the used utensils, even the used utensils of the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, as a holy relic and show it to people. Now again, which other proof do we want after going through the verses of the Holy Quran, after going through the narrations of Ahadith, after going through many other accounts, how the blessed companions alayhi wa ridwan, they held these holy relics sacred for themselves and how they attain blessings from them. So if we find any such holy relic to us in this day and age, we should also consider ourselves to be fortunate and pay every element of respect and tribute to it that we can.
As we are talking about nisbat, and we are talking about something connected or related, which has got any sort of link with awliya Allah, with pious predecessors, sahaba ikram, and a very beautiful and general example which ulama ikram they have mentioned in their books, and I would like to give here, especially in this with regards to this topic what we are discussing. Muslim Abbas Bey, ulama ikram, they have written that there is a brick. Right? Brick is one brick, right? It is made of clay and and so many bricks, when you order them, you see, they are made of the same material.
Indeed.
But if the same brick, if it is used to build a masjid, right, and it becomes part of the masjid wall, then subhanallah, the association of it being with masjid, subhanallah, it also becomes a blessed part of that masjid, right? At the same time, if the same material of the brick, if it is used in the toilet, that doesn't hold that significance.
Indeed.
That it has not got the connection and relationship. And this is the simple example to understand. If anything which gets linked and gets associated with these blessed personalities and personages, alhamdulillah, that holds that significance, that holds that reverence and respect. And we should show that, because that is attached with these blessed personalities. As we just heard earlier that Sayyidina Yusuf ala Nabiyina alayhi salatu wassalam's shirt, you see, that was not part of his body. Right? It was just a shirt which had kissed the blessed body of Sayyidina Yusuf. It becomes a cure for his father. Allahu Akbar. Now imagine the blessed hair of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, which is part of the body of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which is the part of the body of the best of this creation. What significance and barakah and blessing and importance would it hold, and what blessings can we attain? But we require ta'zeem and respect to show, and yaqeen to attain the blessings. Respectively, Ms., now it's the time to include one segment in our program, and that is the chosen sunnah. Let's go towards that. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Mustafa, the chosen one, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Mustafa, the chosen.
Hazrat Sayyidina Huzaifa bin Yaman radiallahu ta'ala says that I said to my mother that please allow me and give me permission so that I can go in the court of Prophet of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam and offer Salatul Maghrib, communal prayer led by Prophet of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. And I request him to pray for me and for you. He said this to his mother. I'll request to pray for our forgiveness. Hazrat Sayyidina Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that I presented myself in the blessed court of Prophet of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. I offered my Salatul Maghrib following the beloved of Allah. I prayed my Salah. When he alayhi salatu wasalam also finished his Salatul Isha, and when he alayhi salatu wasalam was returning home, I followed him. When the last Prophet of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam heard my voice, he alayhi salatu wasalam asked, "Who is that?" "Ya Huzaifa?" "Yes," I replied. I was then asked for any need. I requested for dua, and he alayhi salatu wasalam said to me, "Allah forgive you and your mother." Then said, "There is an angel who never descended on earth before this night. He asked permission from his Lord Azza wa Jal to say salam to me," meaning that angel wanted to say salam to Prophet of Allah, "and also give me the glad tidings that Fatima is the leader of women of paradise, Jannah, and Hassan Hussein are the leaders of youth of paradise. It is mentioned in narration that my daughter was given name Fatima for the reason that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has freed her and those they love her from the fire of hell." Subhanallah. They are freed from hell. What a great glad tiding it is. For those they have got respect and reverence, they possess love for Sayyida Fatima to Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha. And this glad tiding is for until last day. She has beautiful names like Tayyiba, Tahira, Fatima, Zahra, Batul, Radiya, Mardiya, Abida, Zahida, Muhaditha, Mubaraka. Beautiful names like Khairun Nisa, Khatun Jannat, Ummul Hasanain. These are the beautiful names and titles of Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha. And even today, in this day and age, billions of Muslims, devotees of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, they love Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, and they've got respect in their hearts for her. Even when Muslims, when they raise their children, especially girls, they teach the seerah of Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha to them, because without a doubt, her blessed personality and pious character is the best role model for our daughters and sisters. We are talking about the holy relics. Wasim Masbik, any hadith would you like to share with the viewers of Madinah Channel which mentions the blessings and excellence of holy relics?
Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu anhu, he was that fortunate companion who had the blessed dining mat,
Allah,
which the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had wiped his blessed hands and mouth with. And now he radiallahu anhu, whenever that blessed dining mat would get soiled, we can't say dirty because that was touched by the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, but whenever he would like to get it more and more clean, he would put that blessed dining mat in fire. The soil, that would get burnt, but the dining mat wouldn't get burnt. So something that was touched by the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, fire wouldn't burn it.
Allah.
Then imagine that, like Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, the narration that you mentioned, that he also had this firm belief that this shirt has been touched by the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. These are the blessed nails of the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. He didn't show that he's believing in his actions or in his companionship of being companion of beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. He was a scribe of revelations that were revealed. But what he was holding dear to him and he was hoping in, it was something that was touched by the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, something that was the blessed body part of the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. So again, the blessed dining mat.
Here it reminds me another beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It has been reported that whoever recites 50 times durud a day, salat ala nabi 50 times a day, Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam, our master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, al-Mustafa, the chosen one alayhi salatu wa taslim, said that I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Ulama, they mentioned the fact here, the fortunate one who will be blessed with this blessing that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam will shake hand with that individual. He would be that fortunate that the fire will not touch that body. Why? Because if anything gets touched with that blessed body, fire does not touch. As we heard that the dining mat will not catch fire. Why? Because it was touched with the blessed body of the best of creation. And inshallah, those that recite salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, those that send durood upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, those that recite salam upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, recite as-salatu wassalamu alayka ya sayyidi ya Rasulullah, as-salatu wassalamu alayka ya sayyidi ya Rasulullah. Even the kids, they recite noor wala aya hai, noor lekar aya hai, sare alam ne ye dekho kaisa noor chhaya hai, as-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya noorullah. Inshallah, this durood, inshallah, this love for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, inshallah, azza wa jal, inshallah, if due to the blessing of this hadith, if Aqa Kareem alayhi salatu wassalam, if we recite durood, shake hand with us, inshallah, inshallah, we'll be sorted.
The fish in whose stomach Sayyiduna Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam stayed, that fish will go to paradise.
Allah.
Why? Because it had association with the Prophet.
It reminds me another beautiful account of Ashabi Kaf, a complete surah that mentions a dog which had the company of Awliya Ikram, which had the company of Ashabi Kaf, Allahu Akbar. That company, that association, that nisbat being with them, Allahu Akbar, that dog will go to heaven. Right? But in the face of Bal'am bin Ba'ura. And Bal'am bin Ba'ura was a person who was very close, had a great proximity in the court of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. But he disrespected Nabi alayhi salam of that time. He made a bad dua against Nabi. He was rejected. But here the dog, right? Allahu Akbar, he got the company of Awliya Kiram. And he will get the blessing that he will go in the form of Bal'am bin Ba'ura in Jannah, and that Bal'am bin Ba'ura who got rejected from the court of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, being disrespectful of a Nabi, Allahu Akbar, he will go in Jahannam, in the fire of hell, in the form of that dog. So this is all, dear respected viewers, we're talking about nisbat. This is a relation, this is a connection, this is a link with Awliya Ikram. And subhanAllah, dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, there are so many things. Even there is a Nabi alayhi salatu salam who slept for 100 years, Sayyidina Uthair alayhi salatu salam. Even those fruits, right, they had a company of that Nabi alayhi salam. They remained fresh for 100 years. So if you need freshness of your faith, if you need freshness and barakah and blessings of your faith, then keep yourself connected, associated, linked, joined, and have company of Awliya Kiram. And show respect and reverence to these great holy relics who have got association with great pious predecessors, Anbiya Kiram, Sahaba Kiram, Awliya Kiram, and the best of creation, Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Again over here is only something to ponder about. As you were mentioning this, as something just came to my mind, that as you were mentioning that dog who had that company and association with the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the dog will go in paradise, but Bal'am ibn Ba'ura will go to hell. Now, dog had company of awliya, and Bal'am ibn Ba'ura had the company association of the enemies of a prophet. Look at the difference of treatment. Look at the difference of reward. Look at the difference of their recompense, what they will get. The association to the pious friends of Allah Almighty led a dog into paradise. An association to the enemies of a prophet, it led a very high-ranked person to be casted into hellfire forever and ever.
And this is what the holy relics we're talking about. Indeed. Because they've got this, but they've got association. So again, as you mashallah mentioned, this association is very important, and we should also attain company of blessed people and pious people. And alhamdulillah, the atmosphere of Dawat Islami is in front of you, that's before you. You can join this atmosphere, and alhamdulillah, again, blessing. It's time to include one segment, that is chosen wazaif. Let's go towards that. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Mustafa, the chosen one, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Mustafa, the chosen.
It's a beautiful wazifa we've got for you today. Normally we've got valuables, possessions, maybe a phone, or sometimes we've got expensive possessions, lungs. So we want them to be protected. And today's wazifa is regarding that protection from theft. If you recite Ya Jalilu, 10 times and perform them on the asset and or money, these things will remain secured from theft, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. So subhanAllah, this is a beautiful wazifa for us to learn. So you can recite Ya Jalilu, Ya Jalilu, Ya Jalilu 10 times. Once durood before and after, inshallah, you can blow and do dam on your maybe phone, valuables, money, wealth, inshallah, that will be protected. Another wazifa we've got for you, that is a child will become pious. Alhamdulillah, we all want that our children become pious. So the wazifa is Ya Shaheedu, Ya Shaheedu, Ya Shaheedu. So what invokes this 21 times in the morning before sunrise with one hand on the forehead of a disobedient child whilst facing towards the sky, the child will become pious, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. So respected viewers of Madani Channel, these are two beautiful wazaif which we have shared with you. I hope inshallah Azza wa Jal you will benefit from them. And today we are talking about holy relics. We are talking about nisbat, relationship with pious people, awliya Allah, and subhanAllah, and especially those things which got connection with these pious personalities, and what significance, importance, blessings and barakah they hold. Waseem Abbasbeen, we have talked about from Quran, from the Hadith, alhamdulillah, we have established that fact that we should gain barakah and blessing from the holy relics. And this is a very vast concept in Islam in this regard. But as far as disrespecting the holy relic is concerned, I think it's also a very important dimension of this topic. Would you please comment on this? What does Islam say about it?
Indeed, we need to be very careful and mindful of the fact that where it holds, the holy relics hold a lot of reverence, a lot of sacredness. At the same time, it is very sensitive matter that we need to be very mindful of, that if Ma'azallah disrespect the holy relics, then there is severe punishment as well for it.
Allah.
Because of course, something that is, the more sacred it is, the more careful we need to be in regards to it. And again, its proof can be found in the Holy Quran and in our in the books of Tafaseer, the beautiful account of Bani Israel, that they were blessed with a beautiful holy relic in the shape of Tabut-e-Sakina, what was the Abu Dhabi Sakina? A wooden box that was given to them, which came to them generation to generation. And what did it possess? The sacred belongings of the prophets.
Holy relics.
It was holy relics. The Abu Dhabi Sakina, this wooden box, blessed wooden box, was used to fulfill a lot of their needs. Anything that they would dispute upon, that was used to solve that, resolve the dispute, or any other du'as they wanted to make, they would make by the for the sake of the Abu Dhabi Sakina, the du'as would be answered. Now, when the sins and transgressions of Bani Israel came to an extreme extent, now what happened was that the nation of Amalek, that was another nation, they attacked them and they demolished their cities. They destroyed their buildings and they created a complete bloodbath. They murdered them, they killed them, they demolished their cities, ruined them completely. And they took that with the Sakina along with them. And what they did was, ma'azallah, they threw it, Tabut al-Sakina, on a pile of garbage. Now, because of this, the tribe of Amalek, they fell, they were inflicted with serious kinds of illnesses. And upon this, when this actually happened to them, around five cities of theirs, they became severely trapped with those illnesses. And that's when they realized that it is because of the disrespect they had shown towards Tabut al-Sakina. And then they drove Tabut al-Sakina on the carts towards Bani Israel as a sign that, okay, we won't show any more disrespect to it, so they can be cured from those illnesses. So, few points that we learn from here is one. Number one, that we've been given a holy relic, we've been given a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but due to our sins, that can also be taken away from us. Due to our sins, those blessings can also be removed from us. And on the other hand, if we show disrespect towards them, like Qawmi Amalika, the nation of Amalika did, then they can also be trapped into different kinds of calamities. It could be in the shape of illnesses, it could be in the shape of, you know, many other trials and tribulations which can come to us from every corner in every way. So a beautiful lesson that we learn from this account of Bani Israel and the tribe of Amalika is that A, we have the blessing of holy relics, do not waste them by committing sins and wrongdoings. And number two, do not show any kind of disrespect towards them, lest we get entrapped by calamities and tribulations.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, that's all for today. Today we're talking about the holy relics. And I hope you must have benefited from this topic. Inshallah, Zawidin, we'll be back with another beautiful topic. Keep watching Madani Channel. Until then, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Mustafa, the chosen one, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Mustafa, the chosen one, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.